Warning, content may cause spontaneous combustion. We're bringing the fire with 3 sizzling episodes a week. Spice up your routine with Fantasy Tuesdays, get cozy with bedtime stories on Wednesdays, and let Ashlyn unleash your wild side on Thursdays. Subscribe now to get alerts when new episodes drop, because things are about to get wicked.
Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Turn the lights low, slip beneath the covers, and escape with me into the world of forbidden desires. I'm Mistress Wicked Ashlyn, and I'll be telling you a story designed to ignite your passions. Let my voice be your guide on a journey of pleasure, where fantasies become reality, at least for tonight. Want to get to know the woman behind the mic? Visit wickedashlyn.com. Connect, play games, maybe even spoil me a little. Teen Bondage, My Neighbor's Daughter, Part 3 by LL. I'm going to come inside your ass, I warned Jin.
Yes, do it,
she begged. The thought of my seed inside her tight, young butt began to escalate her towards her own orgasm. I'm coming, I yelled. Finally, and right before I was about to pass out myself, I felt my cock contract. Pulse after pulse of my hot cum filled her sweet, virgin ass.
Ah, God, I can feel it.
Jin screamed, and she was instantly thrown into a realm of her own ecstasy. Her legs trembled, and she groaned as each pulse of thick cum filled her to the brim. When I got off, Jin's legs were twitching, and she shivered wildly. I saw my white fluid fill to the opening of her ass and spill down the arch of her back.
Ooh,
Jin cooed, lost in dreamland. Lick. I heard the front door open and slam. Someone was in the house. How could this happen to me? Again. Ken was supposed to be in Canada. Why would he take a last-minute flight home? Fucking damn it, I screamed at no one. Jin was useless, basking in the aftershock of her first anal orgasm. There was nothing to do but wait. Maybe he'll head back out. Decide to pick up a pizza or get his car washed. I sat on Jin's bed, hoping to hear the sound of her dad's truck roll away. Instead, I heard the sound of luggage wheels roll across the foyer and onto the kitchen floor. Click, 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 as it rolled across tile. I heard the fridge door open, then close. I threw my pants on and began to untie Jin's straps when the bedroom door opened and we were caught completely and utterly red-handed. What do we have here? The woman said to me. Obviously, it wasn't her father. She was a hot cougar of a woman dressed professionally in a gray, tight, high-cut one-piece skirt. She had her hair pulled up in a tight bun, locked in place by a blue pencil. Her lips were even thicker and juicier than Jin's. Her high cheekbones, green eyes, and sandy hair gave her a Northern European look, just like Jin. Mom, Jin said. Eyes half open and smiling like a drunk. She was still tied down and didn't seem the least surprised. Mom, I said, confused as ever. Miss Lockhart to you, my sweet. She had played hooky with her ex-husband, my next door neighbor, and Jen's father, leaving him alone in Canada with a hotel to himself. If that was bad enough, she came to Portland to... To what? Jen can't stop talking about you. She said you have the world's most beautiful cock. Getting rid of Ken to have you to ourselves was all part of our mother-daughter plan. With a few seconds, I went from fearing for my life to readying myself for a threesome with a mother-daughter team. Did I mention Miss Lockhart was just as beautiful as Jin? She was simply an older, more experienced version. Life was good again. Miss Lockhart didn't waste any time kissing my neck with her wet, plump lips as her daughter watched. Even though I came only minutes earlier, I hardened like a slab of cement. As she teased me, running her nails along my torso, I began to throb in hopes she would just get down to it. Her warm hands touched my tip softly, and she began to rub along the bottom of the shaft, up and down, taking a moment to cup my sensitive balls. Her soft touch made my obliques spasm. She looked me in the eye the entire time, a slight curve in her mouth, and a slight smile. Jin was more lucid by now. She walked while biting her lower lip, taking turns glancing at me. Her mom, then at my curved member.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Jen said to her mom, more of a statement than a question. Miss Lockhart said nothing, but her smile broadened and she looked down at it. Impatiently, she knelt down, taking a close gander at it before slipping it into her tight, wet mouth. I watched as her thick lips wrapped around my head and she applied pressure to it, sucking on the head in and out. I was still very sensitive and felt my knees weaken a few times before placing a hand on the bedpost for balance. She made smacking sounds and let my shaft run along her mouth deeper and deeper. Her throat relaxed and she took me in completely. Her eyes were closed now and she rubbed herself as she continued to run her mouth up and down my now slick, wet dick.
Can you taste me?
Jen asked. Her voice shivered, turned on. Her mom nodded and continued to suck. I felt a deep tingle in my lower abdomen each time her mouth engulfed me and I feared I wouldn't last. She seemed to recognize my dick growing inside her mouth as I became more excited and grew even more sensitive. The harder I got, the faster she sucked. I felt warmth radiate through my body. I began to contract. Miss Lockhart hummed as she anticipated me. Ugh. She kept going and my cock pulsed hard as I released jets of warm fluid inside her mouth. Her eyes closed as I filled her. She jerked at the base, trying to get every last drop. She took everything of me, not spilling a thing. My body felt dry and drained. When was the last time I'd done a twofer? Maybe high school, if at all. But the tango wasn't ready to call it a day. Mom released the straps and daughter applied them to mom. Miss Lockhart kneeled on the bed, her head down into the blankets, her ass resting on the heels of her feet. She pulled up her skirt to reveal the folds of her glistening pussy. She had the ass of her daughter, just a little bigger, but just as firm and nice. She looked back at me, cheek down on the blankets, looking submissive. Her daughter extended Mrs. Lockhart's arms and fastened them to the bedpost tightly. I scanned through the pile of BDSM stuff and grabbed the gag ball and beaded paddle. As Jen strapped the ball in around her mouth, I took the paddle and ran it along her wetness. She moaned while the cold metal beam slid past her. I wound it up and cracked her hard. She yelped through the gag ball. A red implant on her left ass cheek slowly faded to white. I cracked her again, a bit harder on her white cheek, and she moaned. This time the implant stayed. She took 30 whacks in all. Her eyes swarmed with tears, but she looked content with the submissive ecstasy of the moment. Her neat, wet pussy dribbled wetness down her legs in streams. I was so turned on by her surrender that I couldn't put it off much longer. My dick stiffened for the third time, and it throbbed so hard that it hurt. I ran my tongue along her ass and down the lips of her cunt. I let my tongue sink deep inside her to taste her sweet, juicy wetness. She backed her ass up to take in every inch of tongue as she could. Jen stood mouth agape and watched with utter fascination. She rubbed herself as she did. The throbbing became too much as I rested the head of my dick near her opening and waited. Mom moved her ass, showing her impatience, but I was bent on teasing her. Finally, she backed herself onto me, her arms extended as far as she would go. Her ass had dropped back behind her ankles. She lifted her head off the blanket and settled in doggy style. She slid back onto me until she could take no more length. Jen grabbed two clothespins from the pile. Jen applied the pins to her mother's perfect, hard nipples. Ugh! Miss Lockhart cried as pins tightened around her nipples. Her ball gag dripped in saliva. I began to thrust my hips wildly. She moaned as the sudden burst of fast movements overwhelmed her. She gasped with each hard fuck and I made sure to push as far as I could into her. Experienced as she was, but used to larger than average dick, she was not. She began to shake her head and plead with mumbling sentences in the hopes I'd slow down and not enter her so deeply. But her wetness suggested otherwise, and I picked up speed even more. Her bursts of cries now became one long rail. The hard fuck and the pressure on her nipples went beyond her ability to feel pleasure, so it became love-hate. Her confliction of my fast-moving dick kept my dick from swelling and throbbing. "It's too much," she tried to yell, muffled by the ball gag. Her daughter still gazed over her mother with complete absorption. She loved seeing her take it. She loved seeing mom's face as she embraced the impact of my penetration. Her mom was building momentum. The pain pleasure was bringing her to brink if she liked it or not. "Ooh." I watched as she gushed onto me. She laid her head back onto the blankets and stuffed her face into the mattress. It seemed like her orgasm would never end. Wave after wave went over her, causing her to shake as I continued deep, focused fucking. Finally, just when she thought her body was beginning to relax, I entered as deep as I could, piling on all my weight so she sank deep into the blanket, stomach down, hands reaching for something to grasp, arms extended from the straps. The sound she made as she ascended onto one last explosion of ecstasy can only be described as completely unnatural, inhuman. She trembled from the aftershock. I left her there to rest in pure delight. Jen rushed over obvious rims. After the sex display, she actually ran to me, running her hands along my sweaty chest, then running along my abs until she reached for her favorite body part. As she stroked, she shoved her wet tongue down my mouth desperately. I felt her smooth back and reached down and squeezed her firm, round ass. I rubbed her asshole and her mouth dropped from the pleasure of it.
"I want you in my mouth," she demanded.
She knelt down and ran her tongue up the undersides of my shaft. Her lips wrapped around my dick and she blew me, fast and focused. It was obvious she was hungry for my cum. The thought of me exploding in her mouth brought me to the peak and I began to heave. The speed and pressure she applied to my dick made my abdominals spasm in delight. Seeing this, Jen felt thin, scratching into my stomach with her nails, completely turned on by how much pleasure I was having. "Here it comes."
"Mm-hmm,"
she responded. She grabbed my ass as my dick hardened into a tight squeeze. I burst cum in waves in Jen's hot mouth. She made sexy, wanting sounds as she sucked and sucked. She kept sucking even after she had swallowed every drop. The girl couldn't get enough. The sensitivity on the tip was more than I could take now that I've came 3 times in less than an hour. A dark cloud washed over me and I passed out. I didn't come to at once. There were voices and it felt like I was half dreaming. I saw something very far out in the distance watching me, but I couldn't reach out and touch it. It was like being in a long, dark hallway and everything was blurry. I saw light at the end and 2 people watching me curiously. The light came closer, but I still couldn't move. It felt like I was being held down.
"Good, he's awake."
I couldn't move because the mother-daughter team had my arms and legs tied to the bedpost. I lied face up with them looking over at me, smiling. It was clear they weren't finished with their toy, even though 3 times was well beyond my limit. This was getting ridiculous and kind of scary. How long was I out?
Almost an hour.
"Don't touch it yet," I yelled as Jen reached for me again. She flinched, but ran her hand up my leg anyways.
"You don't seem to respond well to any of our pleas. Why should we listen to you?"
The girl had a point, and it wasn't like I was in a position to argue regardless. Whack! Miss Lockhart brought a small canoeing oar on the meatiest part of my leg. "Ow, that hurt." "Now you know how it feels, lover boy." Jen's mom's fair hair had fallen over her face in tangles, and some of her mascara had ran, but she was looking gorgeous regardless. She had changed into a blue bikini. In fact, now that my sight had fully returned, I noticed Jen was in a bathing suit too, a one-piece vintage style bit. It was white with red dots. It made her look innocent. She noticed I was checking it out, so she turned for me to check her profile. Her lean back curved into her perky butt. I wanted to rip the back of her swimsuit and eat her ass right there. Jen's mom jumped on the bed and stood over me, my body between her smooth legs. She looked down at me, then turned to check out my painfully sore dick, now unfortunately standing to salute her. "Please don't," I said as she looked back at me with an evil grin. She dropped to her knees, pulled the bottom of her bikini aside. She rubbed her clit with the tip, then lowered herself onto me. My calves twitched as her wet warmth overcame. She grabbed and tugged at her breasts, pulled the top aside, and pulled on her nipples. She rested her hands on my chest and rode, sliding up and down on my now slick dick. She'd come up almost far enough for my dick to come out, but then lowered just in time. She arched her back and gazed upward, neck straining. Jen used her hands to help guide her mother up and down my raw cock. She bent behind her to watch my dick slide in and out. Then she jumped on the bed with us. She stood with her legs over me and lowered herself in my mouth, facing her mom. I gladly tongued her. Her mom's soaking wetness combined with the feeling of my tongue against Jen's clams through her sweatsuit felt intoxicating. As I flicked my tongue, Jen ran her hands through my hair and scratched my neck. As her hips moved with my tongue, she got so excited that she ripped the bottom of her one piece aside.
Shit, that was my favorite. God, that feels good.
She tasted clean and she had shaven completely. I lapped the outside of her, then tongue fucked her inside. Meanwhile, her mom grew increasingly aroused. I heard as her wetness squeezed out with every bounce. Her knees were off the ground. Now she was sliding up and down in a squat, making the sensations for both of us incredible. Short bursts of cries escaped Miss Lockhart, and she arched her back so far I thought she'd break. She rubbed up and down on my flat stomach. It wasn't until I peeked from behind Jen to get a better look at her mom did I notice that the scratches from earlier had drawn blood, quite a lot of blood on my torso, and it smeared from the grabbing and touching. Pure insanity.
Stop looking at my mom and eat my pussy,
Jen exclaimed. I gladly kept going. I felt her mom tighten around my cock and felt her grab at my thighs and squeeze tightly. She was ready again. Jen grinded her body down on my mouth heavily. Knowing they got off on each other made me hot, and I felt myself escalate for a whopping fourth time. I felt every inch of the inside of Miss Lockhart. The tingling beneath my head was making my hands and arms tremble in the straps. I'm coming again, Miss Lockhart screamed. I ran my tongue deep into Jen and felt her tighten as Jen began to climb towards her own nirvana. Right before I thought my dick was ready to implode, I burst deeply into Jen's mom. Yes, she screamed as she felt my heart blast inside her.
Oh God,
Jen responded as she reached her own climax. Miss Lockhart sank deeply onto me so that my seed pulsed into her as deep as possible. She rode out the rest of her orgasm by grinding away. Finally, they seemed to be finished. Mother and daughter dismounted me and laid resting on my sweating, scratched body. We were completely exhausted and content on just laying on each other for a while. I needed a shower, an In-N-Out burger, and a nap. Maybe I'll take the day off tomorrow, ditch the daily workout, and enjoy some salted cashews and a few glasses of ice-cold beer to chug it down. There's nothing that spikes your hunger like fucking a mom and her daughter on a single night. Jen had gotten up and was dancing across the room to dubstep or whatever it's called.
What?
Jen screamed from the window. Her bedroom blinds were drawn, but she was peeking out of it to get a view of the lawn. Miss Lockhart ran over to get a look. How can this be? How did he get here so fast? They looked around the bedroom, looking for clothes. They were hysterical. What's going on? I demanded.
Dad's here,
Jen exclaimed. How is this possible? He was in Vancouver today. I mean, I just talked to him that day. The only way he could have made it was if he hopped on a plane right after our chat. It was possible, but I didn't believe it. Didn't want to believe it. And there I was, strapped to his daughter's bed. His ex-wife and child reeking of the raunchy sex they had with me, not to mention how they looked. Even if they could keep him from coming into Jen's room, there was no way they could explain their appearance. To top it all off, Miss Lockhart had played hooky on Kenneth, telling him she'd meet him in Canada, but never did. He'll be up in arms as it is. Will you fucking untie me? I yelled, seriously concerned for my safety. I'll be defenseless against him.
No time,
they both whispered in unison. Jen threw the silk blankets and covered my waist, but my now limp dick was still hanging out. I cussed out to them, but they darted for the door and left me alone. I heard a car slam and footsteps walking up the loose stone pathway towards the front door. Oh shit. There was silence for some time, then the sound of the front door opening. Another 30 seconds and the front door slammed shut. What was that aroma? I heard loud footsteps clunk on the hardwood floor, but there wasn't any commotion. They must have spilled the beans and Candace bashed them out cold. Two quick shots, maybe using both fists at once. And now that all stood between me and busted bones was a thin pine door. Clunk, clunk. The heavy steps moved from the foyer door down the hall. Clunk, clunk. They stopped right outside the door. Then it burst open.
Pizza,
Jen yelled, and I flinched hard. There she stood, laughing at my expense, holding a steamy white pizza box with her mom behind her, cupping her mouth and chuckling wildly too. They both had the high-pitched, nasally laugh that was enduring and annoying at the same time, depending on the circumstances. Jen stood in a pair of her father's police boots. They looked 8 sizes too big. Kenneth would eventually find out about the whole thing. The ET stuffed doll on top of Jen's flat screen was actually a hidden camera, and she had taped everything. It wound up on the internet, and one day, by pure dumb luck, Kenneth downloaded it. Luckily, the camera couldn't pick up my face, but with Ken being a regular workout partner, he recognized my physique. At least no one else on the net knew enough to know it was me. I hope you enjoyed that story. I know I did. I love reading stories to you. Be sure to wait for the next one next week. I hope you enjoy it.